The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea. The West Live. Making news.
Joining me now in the studio is Sunrise correspondent Matt Tinney, who I think might have just set an Olympic record for stair climbing to get from the Channel 7 studio into West Live.
Ariane Titmus there, and it was just...
Is that why you were late? You were swimming instead of running?
Yeah. Well, there's enough water out there to swim. Far out. That was cutting it fine today, wasn't it?
Cutting it very fine, my friend. And so let's talk about the rain, because there's been plenty of it. We're going to cross to Tina Altieri shortly to find out what's going on the ground.
I'm not sure if she's blown away.
I know, right? I've been seeing her on the Sunrise crosses. It's looking pretty wild out there. What can
it's
you tell us?
So wild out there. Almost 200 calls for help to the SES that have been responded to, mostly in the Perth area. The areas hit hardest, we're looking at Rockingham, Mandurah, Byford, Success, Spearwood, Gosnells. Wind gust of 135 kilometres an hour was recorded at Cape Leeuwin. There've been wind gusts closer to the metro area of 100 kilometres an hour. We've seen roofs off homes. We've seen trees uprooted, hitting cars, power lines down. A lot of flash flooding around overnight as well. The Weather Bureau put out the severe weather warning, and this one was a big one.
They got it spot on as well. They said it was really going to hit about 5 p.m. yesterday, and it was spot on time.
Look, since that flash flooding event a couple of weeks ago, they've been very sensitive, I've noticed, with their warnings, and sometimes it can... You come across a little bit as the boy who cried
the bomb,
wolf.
The bomb who cried
wolf. The bomb who cried wolf, yes. But this one, they were spot on with.